News release. Intercounty Baseball League. Welland, Mateo Porcelotto walked with the bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth, which scored Ethan Hunt with two outs to give the Welland Jackfish a come-from-behind 6-5 home win over London on Saturday afternoon. Welland trailed 4-0 in the fifth when Stephen Moretto's three-run blast pulled the Jackfish to within a run. Robert Mullen hit an RBI single two batters later to tie the game. Brandon Hupe's solo home run in the seventh tied the game again after the majors retook the lead. Davey Mendez, 1-0, pitched a scoreless ninth for the win. Danny Howitt started for Welland and gave up four runs over 4.1 innings. He scattered five hits, walked three and struck out one. Majors reliever Victor Piano, 0-1, was charged with the loss after surrendering three runs, one earned, on five hits over five innings. He walked one and fanned three. He took over from Travis Keys, who gave up three runs on three hits in 4.2 innings. He walked three and fanned seven. Offensively, Starling Joseph drove in two, and Champ Garner went 3-for-4 with an RBI and two runs. Caden Cardozo singled twice and drove in a run, and Victor Plaz added an RBI. London fell to 6-2, and Welland moved to 5-3. Baycats beat Barnstormers. Barry. The Barry Baycats' 17-hit attack led to an 8-5 win over Chatham Kent on Saturday at Vintage Throne Stadium. Leadoff hitter Canisa Joe led the way with four hits and a run. Brad McQuinn went 3-for-4 with an RBI. Nolan McAbrota had two hits and two RBI. Noah Hull singled twice and scored twice, while Adam Odd and Rick Phillips each drove in a run. Juan Benitez, 1-0, went five innings for the win, allowing four runs on eight hits with three walks and a pair of strikeouts. For Chatham, Seth Strong hit his fourth home run, a solo shot, to tie Josh Garden for the IBL lead. Trent Sillett had three hits and two runs, Torin Vasilenik drove in two, Spencer Morin had an RBI, and Greg Kemble drove in a run and singled twice. Sam McKinley took the loss in relief, allowing three runs, two earned, on six hits with a strikeout over three innings. Barnstormers starter Cam O'Reilly yielded four runs in three innings. He scattered eight hits, walked three and struck out one. Barry improved to 5-2, and Chatham Kent fell to 2-5 with its fifth straight loss. Royals remain unbeaten. Guelph. J.D. Williams homered and drove in two, and Jacob Cush struck out six over six scoreless innings to lead Guelph to a 5-1 win over Kitchener on Saturday at David E. Hastings Stadium. Cush, 1-0, only allowed two hits and didn't issue a walk. Josh Garden singled and doubled and drove in two, and J.D. Rosario went 2-for-3 with a run as the Royals improved to 4-0. Nolan Mesa drove in Kitchener's only run with a groundout in the eighth. The Panthers, 2-6, only had three hits. Dakota Parsons took the loss, allowing five runs on five hits over 6.1 innings. He walked five and struck out one. Cardinals win third straight. Hamilton. Hamilton moved into a second-place tie with London after a 12-3 win over Brantford on Saturday evening at Bernie Arbour Memorial Stadium. Tyler Duncan and Tanner Rempel each homered and drove in two. Danny Berg singled twice and had two RBI and two runs, Luis Bernardo had an RBI, and Brandon Nicholson went 3-for-4 with three RBI and three runs. Mizuki Akatsuka, 2-0, threw two hitless innings for the win, walking two and striking out three. Colby Ring started and lasted four innings, allowing one unearned run on two hits with four walks and five strikeouts. For Brantford, Jeremiah Sucre, 1-1, took the loss, giving up six runs on eight hits over 5.1 innings. He walked two and struck out six. At the plate, Gus Wilson singled three times and scored, and Matthew Fabian, Nick Burdett and Kieran Bowles all drove in a run. Hamilton improved to 6-2 and Brantford fell to 1-6. Future games. Sunday, June 2. Chatham, Kent at London, 1:05 p.m. Guelph at Toronto, 2 p.m. Hamilton at Brantford, 2 p.m. Welland at Kitchener, 2 p.m. Tuesday, June 4th. Barry at Guelph, 7:35 p.m. Thursday, June 6th. Chatham, Kent at Welland, 7:20 p.m. London at Kitchener, 7:30 p.m.